Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. I got to hit the post the right way. The way they typically do on the afternoon show. I almost jumped the gun there. I'm so fired up about this McNabb thing, you know, the Paul George stuff. It's been a lot going on in the show today. And our Twitter poll question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For extraordinary diamonds and customer service, visit Mark's in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at Mark's-Jewelers.com. I put a new one up. Does Donovan McNabb belong on the Eagles quarter century Mount Rushmore? I have Mike Angelina coming in during the break. He's giving me crap about my McNabb take. I mean, people are just haters. People don't remember is the problem. They don't remember how influential Donovan McNabb was here in terms of Eagles history. And I think he belongs on the Mount Rushmore of the last quarter century of Philadelphia Eagles. Again, my Mount Rushmore today, the last quarter century Eagles, Brian Dawkins, Lane Johnson, Brandon Graham, Donovan McNabb. If you want to get on that, you're welcome to. Just talking about Paul Jordan last segment, I just want to know, just if you want to just vent about this organization. And I got to say, man, I cannot stand Daryl Morey. Like, this guy is one of the biggest disappointments in the history of Philadelphia sports. Because I was thrilled when the Sixers hired him. I thought, you know, finally a real GM comes in here. They had the Colangelos. They had Brett Brown running things for a year after the Hinkie ouster or whatever. And I was really excited about Daryl Morey. And this guy has been such a disappointment. Just across the board, just a disappointment in terms of making bad decisions, reckless decisions. And this Paul George contract, I can't believe I'm saying this. You probably would have been just better off riding it out with Harden. And I can't stand Harden. But you probably, would you not have been better off?
Probably would have, yeah.
Like, I guess it worked out because this year was such a disaster that you got the pick and you got Edgecombe, so maybe not.
Harden was an all-star this year, though.
Yeah, like you, I mean, and well, tanking and getting the third pick is probably better than going to the playoffs and having Harden, you know, crap the bed into game seven. So it worked out better. But the Paul George thing is just inexcusable. It's such a bad contract. And I don't know what Daryl Morey was doing. So you want to get on that. 215-592-9494. Main topic we were talking about earlier today. What concerns you more going into 2025 with the Eagles? Is it the offense or the defense? And we'll get to all that and more. And our next question today, by the way, what's something you were tired of? Continue getting all that in a few minutes. But first, it's time for a top five at five with Luke Nichols.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With the deep-throated Mr. Nichols.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Thank you, Jody, for that intro. Greatly appreciated.
Deep-voiced? Yeah.
Don't think so. I would assume so, but yeah. You never know. Anyway, okay. My top five that I have for you today. And, you know, we're getting in the theme of the All-Star game being tonight, and we've done a lot of hating on today's show, so I thought this is very appropriate for right now. My top five worst All-Star / Pro Bowl selections. Now, I tried to limit the MLB and the NHL All-Stars because you have to have a player from every team, so some of that is a little, you know, washed out at this point. But these are my top five worst all-star selections in sports. Number five, I don't mean to bash this guy because I love him, but Kyle Korver, 2015 in the NBA All-Star game. And really that entire Hawks team that got in, it was Jeff Teague, it was Al Horford, it was Paul Millsap. Kyle Korver didn't even have that good of a year. He had 12 points a game, and yeah, he was 49% from three, but it wasn't his best year by a long shot, and it was his only All-Star appearance in the East and his only All-Star appearance ever. And they lost in the second round. They were an all-time team that year, that regular season. They were the best team in the league the entire time, and they completely flamed out in the playoffs, and everybody saw it coming. And the fact that Kyle Korver made an all-star team along with three other players from the Hawks is just, it was just bad.
Yeah,
I
didn't know Kyle Korver made an all-star. That is one of the all-time, like, regular season fraud teams in the history of sports.
100%. They won, like, 50 high 50s games.
And everybody knew they had no chance to win the finals.
Boonholzer was the coach. You knew they weren't going to even make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. They lost in the second round.
Yep.
It was embarrassing. Number four, I'll keep this one short. Jacob Mizorowski, 5 starts. What are we doing? I get it. He throws 100, and he's got a 95-mile-an-hour slider. Am I going to enjoy watching it tonight when he's in there for one inning? Maybe, maybe not, probably. But come on. Christopher Sanchez is more deserving. Granger Suarez is more deserving. Just, it's ridiculous that he got in with only 5 starts. Even Skeens last year made more sense because he got called up in early May and had 11 starts.
Yeah, no, it's an insult to the All-Star game as a whole. Like, yeah. And I get, you know, if you're looking at it from through the lens, because this is, I had this argument with Al on Sunday. Al said, hey, it's a game for the fans, take guy people want to see. But to not ask Christopher Sanchez to go before Mizorowski's
game. Right. It's absurd. And again, kept that one short. So my next three, we're going to have to go to the Pro Bowl. Now, this is the 2022 Pro Bowl. Here are the AFC quarterbacks. The starter, for whatever reason, was Justin Herbert. And then you had Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson as a reserve. And you know who was the alternate Pro Bowler that year? My number three on the worst All-Star / Pro Bowl selections, Mac Jones.
Mac Jones
was
a
rookie, and he made the Pro Bowl. He was 10-7 that year, had 3,800 passing yards, 22 touchdowns and 13 interceptions, and he made it as a Pro Bowl alternate. Mac Jones is a backup on the Jaguars now. Well, he is terrible.
I'm sure you probably have a lot in football, because in football, everybody just decides not to go.
Yes.
For the most part.
Yeah, and like, what are we doing? Like, you have Herbert being the starter is a little crazy, but you even have Herbert, that makes sense. Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes obviously make sense. And then you have Mac Jones right there. He stunk. Even his time on the Patriots, he stunk, and they still hung on to him for 2 more years after making a Pro Bowl. And now he's on the Jaguars. I think he's still on the Jaguars as a backup. He's nothing. He's never going to be a good quarterback. Even last year when he came in, he looked absolutely awful. So the fact that he made a Pro Bowl it's still shocking to me a bit. Sticking with the NFL, my number two is Tyler Snoop Huntley. Tyler Huntley made the Pro Bowl in 2022, and he started 4 games. He started 4 games, and he made the Pro Bowl.
I remember that. I remember him making the Pro Bowl that year.
The quarterback. I don't know why they had four starts and he made the Pro Bowl. I don't know why they had so many alternates here. The main three were Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow. Duh. And then you had Tyler Huntley, Trevor Lawrence, and Derek Carr. Derek Carr could have been in here too. But Tyler Huntley, in that year, in the 4 starts, he had 2 passing touchdowns and 3 interceptions. He only had 658 passing yards.
Nothing says Pro Bowl other than that.
How did this guy get in?
Yeah.
You could have picked somebody who started at least 10 games and it would have made more sense. He had 2 passing touchdowns and 3 picks. That is absolutely embarrassing. It's ridiculous. So, my last one, my number one, just most questionable, makes no sense, All-Star / Pro Bowl selection of all time. We're sticking with the Pro Bowl because, wow, some of these quarterbacks that made it are just awful. My number one, going all the way back to 1975... Mike Barilla of the Philadelphia Eagles made the Pro Bowl with a 2-3 record, 6 touchdowns, and 12 interceptions. He had 996 passing yards on the season. He started 5 games and made a Pro Bowl. The other NFC quarterbacks who were Pro Bowlers, Fran Tarkenton, Jim Hart, Roger Staubach, and Mike Barilla. Mike Barilla played in the league for 4 years. 4 years. He only started in 19 games in 4 years.
I never even heard of the guy.
I never heard of the guy either. Yeah. I was doing research on the worst All-Star and Pro Bowl selections. Mike Barilla, I keep wanting to call him Mark Barilla. I don't even know the guy's name.
Yeah.
Mike Barilla was awful. I watched a video about it. He didn't even think he was going to make the Pro Bowl. He had no idea. He was getting ready to study law school at Penn. He got the call, and he's like, yeah, I guess I'll go. Funny enough, it was 20-9 in this Pro Bowl. Mike Barilla got in the game, led the NFC to a comeback win.
Wow,
played
how about that?
Out of his mind. But this guy started 5 games, appeared in 7, had 6 touchdowns, and 12 interceptions. And mind you, the Eagles traded for Mike Barilla, gave up a first-round pick for him.
Okay.
So not well, right there. Well, but this guy, it played in the NFL for 4 years, made a Pro Bowl because nobody else wanted to go. They give it to Mike Barilla. He leads them to a comeback and then was only in the league for 2 more years after that.
Wow.
He was awful and somehow got elected to the Pro Bowl.
Okay, so the 5 worst Pro Bowl All-Star/Pro Bowl.
I wanted to leave out NHL and most of the, because some of the MLB ones were just egregious. Like Jose Altuve made it in 2012 when the Astros were still in the NL and his numbers were not great at all.
Yeah.
So there was a ton of MLB guys I could have thrown in there. Like even Odubel Herrera could have put in there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the baseball especially because that stupid rule where you need a representative from every team.
Yeah, but a lot of just terrible quarterbacks. Our Pro Bowlers.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Well, good list, Luke. Good top 5 at 5 today. 215-592-9494. If you want to get in, this hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Windows. Big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Let's go back to the phones. Go to Bob in University City. What's up, Bob?
Hello. I'd like to disagree with your Mount Rushmore. I have 3 points.
Okay.
I think that Donovan is mainly in the record book due to longevity. He played more than anyone, so he has more this, more that. Not greatness, but longevity. And watching him over his career, I was curious that he'd run out of bounds and take a sack instead of throwing away the ball. I think he did that just to protect his passing stats.
Wait, also, Bob, I don't remember that being a... You remember him running out of bounds behind the line of scrimmage instead of throwing the ball away? I can't tell you...
Absolutely.
I can't tell you I remember him doing that.
Many times. Also...
Are you sure he didn't run for, like, positive yards and run out of bounds?
Yeah, absolutely.
He would just take a... Well, Bob, you know that's worse for his passing stats than it would be if he threw the ball.
I don't know that. I know he didn't throw it. All of us were screaming, throw the ball. And the other thing, when he was quarterback, many, many times I heard a tremendous one-handed catch by so-and-so, a great one-handed catch. Well, if he were more accurate, they could get 2 hands on
Bob,
it.
Did we
and
watch,
he wouldn't throw worm ball.
Did we watch the same guy? Because
yes,
the receivers he played with were...
I religiously watched the Eagles
the receivers
every game.
He played... You think he played with good receivers? The receivers he played with were terrible.
The ball in the ground doesn't matter who the receiver is.
Well, you just said they were making all these one-handed catches. Did you just make that up, Bob?
They were making one-handed catches.
Bob, you're making that up.
Not at all. Not at all.
I don't remember... I don't remember the Todd Pinkston one-handed catch reel.
Well, there were a lot of one-handed catches,
okay.
A lot more.
So what else did he was he awful at?
Well, I didn't say he was awful. He's much better than any Detmer, but he's not a Mount Rushmore.
Okay, well, do you think he's better than Jalen Hurts?
I think it's borderline. Hurts needs to put in more time. It's his career so far has had so many outside changes, it's hard to tell how much is him.
Well, okay, Bob, I hear you. Do you have something you're tired of?
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm tired of all the TV drug commercials.
TV drug commercials? I appreciate the call, Bob. I mean, what is he talking about? Like medications? I don't know.
I guess like the ones where they list a billion symptoms.
Well, those are, yeah, they're depressing commercials.
Yeah, I mean, like, doesn't this seem sounds like, really helpful.
Doesn't seem like any of these things are safe.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I like this, and Bob, I appreciate, maybe we're misremembering, but I feel like it just made up a couple lies during that call. I don't remember these abundance of times where Donovan McNabb was willingly running out of bounds behind the line of scrimmage instead of throwing the ball away. I don't remember that. I certainly don't remember the one-handed catches that his great receivers were making to bail him out all the time. Yes, the worm balls, which is something that people talk about a lot. Sure, like sometimes he had accuracy issues, but I don't know, man. I thought Donovan McNabb was pretty damn good. That's exactly what bothers me though, is he's just never going to get the credit he deserves. He's never going to be appreciated for what he did here, and it's even more highlighted after, you know, Jalen Hurts wins a Super Bowl and Nick Foles wins a Super Bowl. It'll just be looked at as, and I feel bad as somebody who lived through that era and somebody who watched that era and somebody who loved those teams, because there's going to be a whole generation of young people who are going to believe that Donovan McNabb stunk. Like, they're just going to think he stunk because, Luke, you may disagree with how highly I regard him, but would you agree that the way he's spoken about now kind of makes him out to be like he was a bum, and he certainly was not a bum.
Yeah, I do agree with that. Like, I don't think he belongs in Eagles Mount Rushmore, but he was a very good quarterback. Like, I think Jalen is on his way to being the best quarterback in Eagles history. I still think it should be considered McNabb just because of his longevity here. I mean, he's got all the records in the world. He's had fantastic seasons here. The playoff success, even with the NFC championships that I maybe bash him for a little bit, even with all those losses, he still deserves credit for that. The reason I can't put Jalen as the best quarterback in Eagles history yet is just because of the longevity. You have to appreciate the longevity of McNabb, how good he was with how little he had. I mean, what was it, 1 or 2 years Westbrook was the team's leading receiver. He had the most catches on the team, and I think in 2007. Like, Westbrook was a phenomenal talent, but if your running back is your leading receiver in a year, that's a problem. And I don't remember Freddie Mitchell or Todd Pinkston making these one-handed catches.
No, and that's the thing. With McNabb and Hurts, it's interesting, and it's something that I'll probably talk about with the morning team tomorrow and get their perspective on it. But it's almost like their careers are kind of like reversed, where with McNabb, you had a guy who, especially previously to 04, he had to carry the offense. Like, they had a really good offensive line, but McNabb basically had to do a ton of the things to make that offense go. He used to have to run the ball, obviously used to have to throw it to receivers that weren't great, but he was great in the regular season. And then, you know, in the big games, sometimes didn't play his best. I don't think he was awful in all those games. I think it's overstated. Like, you think back to 01, the championship game against the Rams. McNabb was actually really good in that game. But you look at Hurts, it's almost the opposite, where he has all this talent around him. And yes, Jalen Hurts needs to do his part, but let's face it, he's assisted by the talent around him. Donovan McNabb, certainly prior to T.O. getting here, didn't have that benefit. He just didn't have great players around him. And Jalen has not been awesome in the regular season, like, all the time. But what Jalen has that McNabb doesn't have is he does have the big game gene, I guess. And he's played his best in those biggest games. And it's really, I guess, about what you value more. Like, to me, I would still take McNabb because in those years, again, I don't think all the big games were his fault. And I just think he was the better overall player. I think over the course of those seasons, he had to do more for those teams to succeed. I think he needed to be more of a driving force of the offense's success than Jalen Hurts has had to be. And I just think, like, we should not solely diminish him just because he didn't win a Super Bowl. Like, does winning a Super Bowl matter? Of course it does. And that's always going to be something that knocks him down in the eyes of fans, but I still think he's the better quarterback. And I think if you stack them up and you just put them side by side and you say, who is the better player objectively, Jalen Hurts or Donovan McNabb? I think it's Donovan McNabb. Let's go to Jason in Glassboro. What's up, Jason?
Yo, what's going on, man?
How you doing, Jason?
Good. So listen, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that Donovan McNabb, like, that he's a stiff, because he's not. But my thing is with McNabb, like, so one of my really good friends, his older sister was an Eagles cheerleader during the McNabb and T.O. Years, and she, to your point, told me the morning of the Super Bowl, McNabb was MIA for 4 hours because he was out partying in Jacksonville the night before.
Well, I don't know Jason. I'm not gonna take hearsay with what happened in the Super Bowl. I find that very hard to believe. Okay, that he would do that the night before the Super Bowl. So
he was throwing up, though.
Yeah, well, that doesn't necessarily mean he was out drinking the night before. I mean, you're playing a football. It's the fourth quarter of a football game.
Hey, man, like I said, I'm not.
Lane Johnson said he throws up before every football game he plays his entire career.
I'm just telling you what I heard and what I think, and we can reasonably infer that McNabb could have been out doing the various things.
No, Jason, I appreciate the call. I cannot reasonably infer that, okay? I don't, like, let's not do 20-plus years ago gossip about what could have happened and what, you know, somebody may have seen down at the Super Bowl. I'm not buying that.
Whatever he did the night before, he still didn't show up, and he did not play well in the Super Bowl.
Right.
He could have went to bed at 7 o'clock. He still was awful.
Exactly. He didn't play well in the game. Like, there's really nothing else to say. We don't need to, you know, speculate as to what else could have happened in Jacksonville. I don't know. You don't know. So I think that's kind of a moot point.
Also, how much is there to do in Jackson?
Not a lot.
That's what I mean.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in. 215-592-9494. One segment left for me today. I'll be back on the morning show tomorrow, but a lot to get to in the last segment of the show. We'll continue getting all your calls in as well. I'm Tom Kelly, in for the afternoon show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Sports Radio 94 WIP. I'm Tom Kelly with you for one more segment here on the afternoon show. Being for Joe DeCamera in the morning the next 3 days. Broads will be with you in the afternoon the rest of the week, so make sure you're tuned in for that. A lot of stuff we've done on the show today. Obviously, we talked a lot of Eagles with training camp next week. The defense versus the offense, and which side of the ball you're more concerned about. For me, it's the offense. And looking at the Eagles' Mount Rushmore, we talked about that, and I would have Donovan McNabb on mine. I would not have Jalen Hurts on there. I'd have Brian Dawkins, Brandon Graham, Lane Johnson, Donovan McNabb, and, you know, I think Donovan McNabb is the best quarterback in the history of the franchise. That, to me, gets you on the Mount Rushmore. If you're the best at the most important position, that gets you on there. Like, I get Jalen and Nick Foles won Super Bowls. I mean, Jalen would obviously go above Nick Foles, but not ahead of Donovan. Hasn't surpassed Donovan yet. So you want to get in on that, you're welcome to. Talked a lot of Phillies as well with the deadline coming up, and we will have a lot of stuff on the morning. I'm interested to get the morning show and their take on this Hurts versus McNabb thing tomorrow. I can guarantee you that Rhea is going to strongly disagree with me. That's the one thing I can guarantee you. So that'll be fun. And John Richard, I mean, Richie's going to be in a weird spot. He loves Jalen, but he played with Donovan.
You might as well just do 3 days of Hurts versus McNabb.
At some point, oh, we can't do
bring
three.
Back, you know, just do bring I'm back McNabb to get talk for the next 3 days. Watch some games from a couple of the seasons, like 2005, 2006, 2004, all that, and just come in, react, and think. Maybe you have a revisionist history.
I'm just going to need to get their take on it tomorrow at some point. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. This segment brought to you by Benari Jewelers for the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget. Visit the home team at This segment brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square, online at BenariJewelers.com. Let's go back to the phones. Go to OG Wade. What's up, Wade?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What's up, Wade?
Let me just come in and give you a little edumacation. You know what I'm saying? And, listen.
Well, you can try, Wade. You try your best.
The Donovan McNabb and Jalen Hurts thing, it's not even close. You know what I'm saying? When you're talking about who's the better quarterback and who did more for the organization, Jalen Hurts in 5 years have surpassed him in everything. He owns more NFL records than Donovan McNabb. He actually won exactly what the goal is for every professional football player to ever lace up a cleat, is to win a Super Bowl. He did that for this organization. He's been there twice. You know what I'm saying? It's not even like what I know Donovan for, more throwing balls in the dirt. You don't even see that with Jalen Hurts.
Wade, that's so lazy. I mean, that is so disrespectful. Wade, that is the biggest misnomer. Who do you think Jalen's a more accurate passer than Donovan? You're crazy.
Absolutely. Now prove me wrong.
Yeah, go watch them play, Wade. If you think Jalen is a better passer than Donovan McNabb, I am not convinced you watch Donovan McNabb play.
Well, first of all, you know how old I am. I've been doing this thing for 40 years, bro.
I hope you remember. It doesn't seem like you remember 20 years ago, Wade.
This is my show. This is my show.
No, it's not. This is my show. You're a guest.
Hey, listen. Let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something right now. If you go back and watch Donovan McNabb throw the football, what was you in junior high or middle school or something?
I was in high school.
Bro, Jalen Hurts is the best deep ball thrower in the league today. He's the best thrower outside the numbers of the – this is why I'm trying to ask you guys, where are you talking about Joe Burrow is better than Joe – in what? In what?
You
If you think
Jalen's a better passer than Joe Burrow, I don't know what to tell you. Then you can believe what you want to believe.
All you got to do is open your eyes. You've seen them head to head. What happened?
Yes.
When Joe Burrow needed to make the throw, he threw an interception.
And let me guess, Wade, that's the only game you watched Joe Burrow play all year, isn't it?
No, I watch Joe Burrow play a lot. I like Joe Burrow. But I don't think Joe Burrow is better than Jalen. I tell you this.
Well, of course you don't. You don't think any quarterback in the history of the league's better than Jalen Hurts.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
Who's better? Who do you think's better?
In the history of the league?
Yeah.
I think Tom Brady.
Uh-huh.
I think Joe Montana.
And who else? That's it?
Maybe one other, but I can't.
Maybe
even
one.
Think of
so him. He's the third best quarterback in the history of football.
Absolutely, and when it's all said and done, he will be the. See, you got to understand, TK.
Oh, I got it.
Jalen Hurts is revolutionizing the position right now,
uh-huh.
And I think this is the problem that y'all guys have with him is that he's not 6'5". He don't have this cannon for an arm. But when you go and look at his play and look at the things that he do and how he sets things up, he makes things look easy. We complain about the way Jalen wins, not the fact that he don't win, but these other quarterbacks, all you know them for is shrinking and losing in the biggest moments. You ain't never seen Jalen shrink. Jalen ain't never threw up in a huddle. Jalen ain't never succumbed to the big lights.
So he's better than Patrick Mahomes, is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Okay.
If you look at how he throws, Patrick Mahomes is a seam route thrower, great player, but he's a seam route thrower. He does not throw the ball consistently well
outside
the numbers. That's how our defense was able to stop him.
Right.
So we played him inside out. All you got to do is go back.
It's amazing that he can go to so many Super Bowls being so bad. Isn't it? Isn't that an anomaly?
I didn't say he was bad. I didn't say he was bad. I said to you that if people knew how to place Patrick Mahomes, they would win those games. Patrick Mahomes been saved by his defense a whole lot, even in the San Francisco Super Bowl where he threw an interception in that game that should have lost them the game. But because of Chris Jones putting the pressure on Brock Purdy that made him error throw, that's what won them the game.
So that counts for that. But I can't bring up the Jalen Carter sacking Stafford as helping the Eagles and Jalen.
No, because
right?
Who's to say if Jalen Carter don't sack Matthew Stafford that he's going to throw for a touchdown? That's not.
There was a guy wide open. Well, you just said okay, Chris Jones is the reason. You just said Chris Jones is the reason Patrick Mahomes won a Super Bowl.
No. Here's what I want to say to you about that.
No, Wade, you're a fraud. You like to bring up arguments that suit you, but when somebody else makes them, that doesn't fly.
Does it mean that Matthew Stafford would have seen that open man?
I don't know. You've seen every open man on that drive. Wade, what are you tired of? What are you tired of, Wade?
I'm tired of Chris Sims.
Oh, okay.
Getting the shine every.
There you go.
You could have predicted that.
Yeah, I just can't take it anymore. I mean, honestly, I'll have conversations with you, like whatever. I mean, Wade's doing a bit. We all know what it is. Like
the Patrick Mahomes seam route things into one, though.
So,
that's creative.
And you know, if I'm a hater for saying it is stupid to say that Jalen Hurts already is the third best quarterback in the history of football, then I'm a hater. Because that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah,
go look at the tape, Wade. I know you think you know everything about football. Go study some film. I mean, because you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Honestly, at first, I thought he got it wrong when he said that Jalen Hurts is the third best quarterback all of football.
No, he believes.
I thought he had it wrong.
He says he believes it. I don't think he actually believes
it. There's no possible way.
Yeah, I mean, if you know anything about football, you know that's not the case. Let's go to Dave in Glassboro. What's up, Dave?
Yeah, how you doing? So I can agree with many of the criticisms of McNabb, and you can say the Nick Foles folk legend is greater than McNabb, and you know Hurts wins the Super Bowl, and Randall on Randall's best day is probably better than them all. But Donovan McNabb, over his career, is arguably one of the best quarterbacks to play in the NFC East. Tell me an NFC East quarterback you'd build your team around before Donovan McNabb. Maybe Aikman. Staubach or something like that. So anybody who says McNabb, the greatest quarterback in the history of the franchise, doesn't belong on Mount Rushmore is trying to be a hot take. I'd take Jalen Hurts over McNabb. I'd take Randall over McNabb if I was building a team. But statistically, it's not even an argument. It's not a debate.
Yeah, Dave, I think when you look at the quarterbacks in the division over the last 25 years, I mean, it's probably either McNabb or Eli. And Eli, I know Eli's...
I'm taking Eli.
No, Eli's got... Eli no, I agree. Donovan. I mean, Eli's got the two Super Bowls, but yeah, I think McNabb was a better quarterback than Eli.
One was a Cinderella run. I mean, you might take Eli. Sure. I mean, you can argue it, but tell me McNabb ain't... You wouldn't take him over Phil Simms or Theismann or Rippon or Romo, any of those guys. I mean, it's a complete... We forget what Donovan McNabb and Andy Reid were. We talk about the Buddy Ryan years like they were legendary because of the defense, right? Whatever. Andy Reid and McNabb surpassed Buddy Ryan with one of their NFC championship runs. The Eagles were arguably the best team in the NFC East, for a perpetual Super Bowl contender, perpetual division title winner, for virtually the whole time those guys were here.
Yeah,
so I don't understand. I mean,
look, no, Dave, I mean, 2000 to 2004, like they were unquestionably, I mean, if not the second, the third best team in football. And McNabb was the third best quarterback in football behind Tom Brady and Peyton Manning and the Eagles as an organization behind the Patriots and the Colts. So I just think as time's gone on, like it disappoints me more than anything.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Just as a big fan of that era, because people just don't remember or choose not to remember how great that era was.
It's I agree with you. And I can listen to all the criticisms of McNabb all day. I agree with a lot of them, right? I'd rather have Nick Foles' career than Donovan McNabb's career if I hung him up. Mm-hmm. But if he wins that Super Bowl, and let's not forget the Patriots cheated, he's a Hall of Famer. McNabb's a Hall of Famer. He's the only Eagles quarterback who's a Hall of Famer in the modern era.
Yeah, so no, I hear you, Dave. What do you have for something that you're tired of?
The hammer, Joe DeCamera.
Oh,
way
come on,
overexposed at this
oh
point.
Oh, my God, Dave. That's unnecessary. That's unnecessary to come at the hammer like that, just as he's going on vacation. That is rough.
I guess he's a Fritz guy.
Yeah. But yeah, the hammer, I guess him and Jack are going to be doing this tennis thing next week, maybe. I don't know.
A little nervous for Jack in that one.
Nah, he's going to win Jack will lose the tennis.
That's what I mean, tennis specifically.
I was talking about this with DeRozio yesterday. I mean, I think both guys are going to be heavily favored in one of the next events. Like, Joe's the heavy favorite in tennis. Jack will be the heavy favorite in running.
Yeah.
It's going to come down to the basketball. And, I mean, at this point, I think Jack's kind of the clear favorite. At this stage.
They're just doing regular one-on-one for basketball?
If it's a shooting competition, then that's a little different. But, I mean, and I don't mean this as a shot at Joe, but Jack's a lot younger and, I think, in better physical condition.
Mm-hmm. Taller than him, too.
Yeah, and that matters a lot when it comes to basketball.
Yeah.
Pretty significant part of the game. Let's go to Dylan. What's up, Dylan?
Hey, TK, what's going on?
Good. I'm all right, man. How you doing?
I am doing all right. Well, listen, I got a few gripes about the Phillies.
Sure. What do you got?
Max Kepler.
Yeah, that's it? That's a good gripe,
That's pretty much it. Max Kepler needs to be better. Like, I was looking at his stats. 2023, he had a killer season. Last year, sucked. This year, playing decent. We don't need decent in this organization. We need somebody that can play the position well and play it to the best that they can.
Yeah, and Dylan, I mean, I agree with you. I think they need to get rid of Kepler. And, I mean, if it was up to me, I mean, Kepler would be sent down tomorrow and Justin Crawford would be up here on Friday night. That's what I think Phillies should do.
And that's exactly what I think, too. I mean, and in terms of this, with the trade deadline coming up, I spoke about it like maybe a year or two ago. Oh, we find something for this bullpen because we cannot rely on switching people so that we can have a decent closer every single night. We can't rely on Kirkering to perform every night. We can't rely on Strom to close things out. Lord knows we can't get Romano to do what he needs to do.
Yeah, no, they need a lot, Dylan. And, I mean, it's a matter of whether Dave Dombrowski is going to be willing to pay a price. I think they need a big-time bat. I think they need at minimum one reliever, probably two. And, you know, I'm not feeling great about it, considering Dombrowski's history here. I mean, he just hasn't been willing to make those moves.
It's a disappointment. Like, I've been a Phillies fan since I was a kid. I've enjoyed this team. Was in shambles when we lost in 22, moving to the Astros. But then again, man, that's the way things go in the MLB.
Yeah, no, I hear you, Dylan, and appreciate the call. And yeah, I mean, it's really going to come down to whether the Phillies, and I said this earlier, it's going to come down to whether they really think this team has a shot or not. And I think it's going to it's going to be very telling to see how they react at the deadline, because that's what this is about. Like, we all watch the team play every day. And nationally, honestly, they don't really have a clue. Like, because if you look at it from the outside and you just look at the record and you look at the starting rotation, you look at the names in the lineup, you know, you think, okay, well, this team, they're in good shape. They're going to make a run. They just need a minor tweak here, a minor tweak there. But we watch the team every day. Like, we see it on a daily basis. And anybody who watches this team play every day knows that the lineup is nowhere near good enough. Like, you need a big addition, or else you have no chance. This team has no chance to hit in the playoffs. And now I'm not just talking about winning, you know, a series here or there. You need to play well for a whole month. And the way it's looking with the standings right now is you could win the NL East and you'll still have to play in that 3-game wild card series. Like, we've assumed, oh, you win the division, you're going to get the bye. Not necessarily this year, because the Central's so good and the Cubs are playing so well. So you might need to win 4 rounds. You're going to need another bat because guys are going to get cold. Guys are going to, you know, kind of cool off throughout the course of the lineup. So you need depth. You need more there. And the bullpen, you need 2 bullpen arms, I think, at a minimum. Because Jordan Romano stinks, okay? Like, we've seen that this year throughout the course of the season. Jordan Romano is not going to come around. He's not going to figure it out. You have what in the bullpen? You have Kirkering, who's been really good lately. I mean, Tanner Banks has been pretty good. I still can't tell you, though. Like, I don't want Tanner Banks out there in the seventh or eighth inning of a playoff game. And then you have Strom, who, even though his numbers look okay, Strom just hasn't looked right all year long.
Very shaky.
Yeah, you need a couple arms. No question about it. You need a couple arms at the deadline.
The wild card thing is a good point. Because even if you do win the division, the NL is very good. If the season ended today, you play the Padres in the wild card round, who you just lost 2 out of 3 to. You feeling that good against the Padres with this current lineup and this current rotation? I don't think so.
Well, you just lost the series to them over the weekend.
Exactly. Or the Mets are right there, who embarrassed you last year. The Brewers are right there, who have been playing very good baseball as of late. Like, the NL is really good. The AL is a bit of a mess. The NL is really good to where this current Phillies team just is not good enough. And it is insane just how tough it is sometimes to manufacture these runs. What game was, I think it was the Saturday night game when you had runners on second and third in the seventh inning, couldn't get them home, couldn't get one guy home. And it was a one-run ball game from us. It was either tied or a one-run ball game. Eighth inning, runners at the corners, two outs, couldn't score a run. Ninth inning, you have the top of your lineup. You have Turner, Schwarber, and Harper. 1, 2, 3, they're done. And then Harper swings at the first pitch and grounds out the first base. It's just this lineup cannot hit with runners in scoring position, and you can't really trust anybody to do so. I mean, just going back to Max Kepler, since we're just, you know, ragging on him, he's been awful the entire year with runners in scoring position. Even when he's been hitting the ball a little well, hitting a home run every now and then, he cannot hit with runners in scoring position. Stott pops up on the infield or shallow outfield every other time. There's so many guys that they come up to the plate and you're so iffy on. And even Trey went through a bit of a cold stretch this last week. He was hitting the ball great for most of the season, but he cooled off this last week.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where, I mean, they're going to need to figure it out, and I don't think it's going to get significantly better without external additions. Let's go to Mike in North Philly. What's up, Mike?
Hey, bro. Thanks for taking my call.
How you doing?
Oh, man. These guys are cooking with you with the Donovan issue, man.
I know. People are haters, Mike. I don't know what to say.
Man, the people got a short memory, man. I got a long memory, and I remember what it was like before Donovan.
Yeah, that's the thing, Mike. I remember what it was like, too. And I mean, when I was a kid, I was growing up in the 90s, and I remember when the Eagles would get blacked out because people wouldn't show up to games and stuff like that. And I just think there's a lot of revisionist history when it comes to that era in his career.
That is very true. That is very true. But on another note, for the Sixers, I'm so excited for this upcoming season. And I know that the injury to Paul George might damper somebody, most of the fan bases. But you got to look at it like, we got a top five pick and DJ Edgecombe. We got Maxey coming back healthy. Hopefully we re-sign Grimes. You got Jared McCain. You got four legitimate guards. If they re-sign, what's the name? Gomez? Was it Gomes?
Who? Grimes. Quentin Grimes.
You got four legitimate guards that can get their own shot, right? Then you also will have the two wings that they signed a free agent, one from Brooklyn, I think his name was Watford, and you got the other kid. Who's the other kid? Carlo.
Mike, I'm kind of losing you here, Mike. Can you give me something you're tired of?
I would say the cooking reels. I'm tired of the cooking reels, man. Every time you turn on YouTube or you go on Facebook, they got some guy teaching you 5 different ways to make a grilled cheese. The cooking reels are killing me, man. I'm just trying to watch a show. I don't need all these cooking reels, these cooking commercials.
All right, Mike, there you go. That might not be in my algorithm.
I can attest to that one.
Okay.
I get a lot of cooking reels and TikToks and whatnot. And it's not because I don't, I'm tired of seeing this. It's because I know I'm never going to make it, and then it just makes me really hungry, and I want that specific thing. So every time I see it, I just get really annoyed. I'm like, I really wish I had that right now. Why can't this person make it for me right now? And then I don't have it, and then I'm starving.
Yeah, and as far as the Sixers go, I think they're going to bring back Quentin Grimes, but a lot of guards on this team. Again, I don't understand why you would bring back Eric Gordon and Kyle Lowry. I mean, that makes very little sense. Let's go to Sean in King of Prussia. What's up, Sean?
What's going on, TK?
How you doing, man?
Good. Yeah, I just want to touch on the Donovan thing real quick, and I want to talk about the Sixers.
Sure.
I hate how, like, it's got to be this or that. Like, I like Jalen as our quarterback. I think he's done a great job. But, like, Donovan gets so much hate because he just didn't win a Super Bowl. Like, I grew up with Donovan. I'm kind of like you. Like, Donovan was a stud. Like, he was just a stud. Like you said, like, outside of Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, like, he's easily, like, a top five quarterback almost every single year he played here. And he kind of started this whole, you know, we're the gold standard in Philadelphia precedent. Like, our team was in and out competitive every single season. And he had, I mean, before T.O., his best receiver was Kevin.
Yeah, no, Sean, and again, I'm sorry, man, I'm losing you there. But yeah, and that's the thing. And again, like, I know I'm a little probably over defensive, but I think it's interesting because I think it does come down to, like, when you're growing up, you look at sports differently. Like, you look at sports more emotionally. Now, I mean, love the teams, love the players, stuff like that, but you have more of an emotional connection to the guys like you grew up watching. And that's why, like, my favorite athlete of all time, it doesn't matter what, you know, anybody does. My favorite athlete of all time is always going to be Allen Iverson. Like, it just doesn't matter what happens now because I was just way more emotional then. And you grow up watching these guys. And it just makes, like, it honestly makes me sad. Like, the way that we look back on that era, and the way we look back on his career specifically, Donovan McNabb, and you've heard it from some of the callers in the last couple hours of the show, is like there's this perception or this idea that he was just a bum and he was just not very good. And that's just not true. Like, we can argue who's the best quarterback in Eagles history, who belongs on a Mount Rushmore, stuff like that. But with Donovan in particular, I just think it goes way too far. Like, I have somebody on Twitter who said, oh, Michael Vick should be above Donovan. Like, Michael Vick had one good year here. Like, what are you talking
about? Yeah, relax.
Yeah, so I get it, but it goes way too far. But before we get out of here, final read on our Twitter question of the day, brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at Mark's-Jewelers.com. And our Twitter question today, does Donovan McNabb belong on the Eagles' quarter-century Mount Rushmore? Wow, this is crazy. 50.4 say yes. 49.6 say no. So a lot more support for Donovan on social media than on the phone lines. That's
poll.
Interesting.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's an even split there on the topic. And I will be polling the morning show crew on this tomorrow. Excited for that. But I'll be in the rest of the week for Joe DeCamera on the morning show. So I'll be back bright and early at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Excited for that. Make sure you're tuned in. Thank you to Luke Nichols doing a great job producing the show today. As I said, be in the morning show the rest of the week. Be back tomorrow morning at 6. Stay tuned. Rob Ellis, he is coming up next. He'll take you through the night right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.